We can start now.
Very good, then. We'll just open with a word of prayer.
Father, we give thanks for thy son this morning, and we think of the sun that comes up in its circuit so faithfully, and will remind us of the faithfulness of God and the greatness, the kindness that just day after day, thy blessings are renewed every morning, and every day is a fresh start with all the problems of yesterday. They may not go away, but they're at least not as pressing as sometimes after a good night's sleep. And we would think of the faith and the evils of tomorrow. The Lord says to leave the problems of tomorrow with tomorrow. And so we recognize all of that, and we give thanks for thy kindness. And just pray that they'll help us today for the meeting here, that they'll give us thoughts and words to express. And we would just commit of little Hava to thee with the hip surgery upcoming, and thank thee for it being scheduled, and ask thee that it will be a great success. And we know the divine physician is a wonderful physician. Thank you to Tintin last night with the children's meeting, and we just pray for thy blessing upon that moving forward. Thank thee for thy kindness now, and ask for help today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We're going to read today in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, first of all. And that is chapter 59, and we're going to read verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. It says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." Now we'll ask the Rick Elder to read that.
So ang ating babasahin sa araw na ito ay mula sa aklat ng Isaias, chapter 59, verse 1 and 2. "Masdan ninyo ang kamay ng Diyos ay hindi maiksi na di makapagliligtas. Siya ay hindi bingi upang hindi marinig ang inyong hinaing. Subalit ang masasama ninyong gawa ang dahilan ng pagkahiwalay ninyo sa Diyos. Nagkasala kayo, kaya hindi ninyo siya makita at hindi niya kayo marinig."
Now we'll come over to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 4 and 5. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5, "But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." The last Raquel to read that.
At ang ating pangalawang babasahin ay mula sa aklat ng mga taga-Efeso, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Verse 4, "Subalit napakasagana ng habag ng Diyos at napakadakila ng pag-ibig niya sa atin. Tayo'y binuhay niyang kasama ni Kristo noong tayo'y mga patay dahil sa ating pagsuway. Naligtas nga kayo dahil sa kanyang kagandahang loob."
I just want to think this morning about the tremendous effect that sin has on our lives. It's a tremendous problem.
So ang ating iisipin sa mga araw na ito ay ang napakalaking epekto ng kasalanan sa ating buhay.
The second thing I want to think about is the tremendous effect as well that Christ can have in the gospel.
At ang ating pangalawang iisipin o pag-aaralan ay ang napakahalagang habag ng Diyos para sa atin mula sa kanyang ebanghelyo.
The first effect that sin has upon us is it separates us from God.
So ang unang epekto ng kasalanan para sa ating buhay ay ang pagkahiwalay natin sa ating Diyos.
That's what you find at the beginning of our Bible, that there was a separation from the Garden of Eden and a sword that kept the way so that they would not go back to the Garden of Eden.
At ang mga ang At ito ay ating matatagpuan sa simula pa man ng ating ng ating Biblia, nang ang tao ay magkasala at mahiwalay sa Diyos at mayroong isang sword o isang sandata na siyang naghihiwalay sa tao at sa Diyos.
Adam and Eve must have felt that separation very keenly because it hadn't always been there.
So si Adan at si Eva ay maaring na nabigla nang sila ay mahiwalay sa Diyos sapagkat sila ay lumalakad kabahagi ng Diyos, subalit sila ay nahiwalay.
When the Bible opens and they were put in the Garden of Eden, they were very close to God.
Sila ay nasa hardin ng Eden. Sa simula ng ating Biblia, si Adan at si Eva ay nasa hardin ng Eden at sila ay malapit sa Diyos.
They were in a garden of paradise and they had direct access to God without restriction.
Sila si Adan at si Eva ay nasa paraiso ng Diyos at sila ay mayroong kakayahang makipagkomunikasyon sa Diyos.
That must have been so enjoyable and they felt it so keenly when that was gone.
Marahil sila ay nasisiyahan o napakaligaya nila nang sila ay magkaroon ng direktang komunikasyon sa Diyos, kung kaya't nang ito ay mawala, sila ay nalungkot.
They no longer had direct access to God.
Wala na silang kakayahang makipag-usap ng direkta sa Diyos.
There was now a distance between them and God.
Sila ay mayroon nang sila ay malayo na sa sila ay malayo na sa Diyos.
And as the story unfolds and they have children, they see a darkness that has settled in upon the human mind of those that were born to them.
At ang kanilang mga anak, nang sila ipinanganak, ay kanila lamang nakita ang kadiliman ng pagkakahiwalay nila sa Diyos.
And Isaiah seems to capitalize on those things as we have read in Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2.
At si Isaias ay maaring ito ang kanyang naging karanasan. Ito ang kanyang naging nagturo sa kanya upang isulat ang mga salitang kanyang binitawan.
He says that it's not that the Lord's ear is heavy or dull of hearing, that he can't hear.
Sinabi niya na ang Diyos ay hindi bingi upang hindi marinig ang kanilang mga hinaing.
And it's not that God can't draw close to you, that he somehow is distant from you because he doesn't love you.
At hindi rin na nangangahulugan na si ang Diyos ay malayo sa inyo, sa atin, sapagkat siya ay wala ng pagmamahal sa atin.
And he said it's that your sins have hidden his face from you.
At sinasabi ni Isaias na ang ating mga kasalanan ang nagtago o nagkubli sa mukha ng Panginoon upang hindi natin siya makita.
And it mentions in verse 1 of Isaiah 59 that there is the need of salvation.
At sa Isaias chapter 59 verse 1, sinasabi na nararapat na tayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
Adam and Eve felt so keenly this distance and darkness of sin that they knew they needed to be saved.
At si Adan at si Eva, na maaring nalaman nila na nararapat silang magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
But now, as Isaiah writes, people maybe didn't feel their need of salvation as keenly.
Subalit nang isulat ni Isaiah ang kanyang aklat, maaaring ang mga tao ay hindi na ay wala nang hindi na nila naiisip na sila ay dapat maligtas.
And they thought the reason for their distance from God and the desperation of their situation was because God didn't have an interest in them anymore.
At kaya naiisip nila na kaya malayo ang Diyos sa kanila ay sapagkat sila ay nagkasala at hindi na interesado ang Panginoon o ang Diyos sa mga tao.
But the problem sin causes never changes.
Subalit ang sulirinino, ang problema ay hindi nagbabago.
What was true of Adam and Eve when they were separated from God in the beginning was true of the nation of Israel in Isaiah's day.
Ang katotohanan ng pagkahiwalay ni Adan at ni Eva sa Diyos ay siya rin katotohanan ng pagkahiwalay ng bansang Israel sa harapan ng Diyos.
And it's still true of us today.
At ito rin ang katotohanan kung bakit tayo ay nahiwalay sa Diyos sa pagkakataong ito.
The problems sin causes are true in your life the same as they were in Adam and Eve's and the nation of Israel in Isaiah's day.
At ang kasalanan sa ating buhay ang naghihiwalay mula sa atin at sa Diyos, kagaya ni Adan at ni Eva at kagaya ng bansang Israel.
Maybe you have wondered why it doesn't seem like God is hearing your prayers and answering to the needs of your situation in life.
Maaaring iniisip natin kung bakit ang Diyos ay hindi na sinasagot ang ating mga panalangin at hindi na sinasagot ang mga pangangailangan natin sa buhay.
The Bible teaches us that God is constantly trying to deal with us and bring us near to Him.
Subalit ang Biblia ay nagtuturo sa atin kung saan ang Diyos ay parating nais niya na tayo ay mapalapit sa Kanya.
But sin's problems stand in the way and we are separated, naturally speaking, from God because of our sin.
Subalit ang kasalanan ay parating humahadlang sa atin at sa Diyos.
And as Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2 teaches us that God can still save and He can still hear.
At sa Isaiah, mula sa Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2, ito ay nagtuturo na ang Diyos ay maaari tayong iligtas at maaari niyang maabot ang ating mga kamay at marinig ang ating mga hinaing.
And the nation of Israel should have learned from Adam and Eve that to acknowledge your sin is to be on the way to that sin being taken care of and salvation being enacted.
At dapat na natutunan ng bansang Israel mula kay Adan at Eva na ang pagtanggap sa kasalanan ay ang maaaring makapaglapit muli ng ating kalagayan sa Diyos.
So Isaiah, as a speaker and a writer, he is trying to bring the people's sin before them so that they will acknowledge the separation and problem of sin.
Kung kaya't ang mensahe ni Isaiah sa bansang Israel ay upang ang bansang Israel ay tanggapin na sila ay makasalanan at upang ilapit sila sa Diyos.
The nation of Israel in Isaiah's day were looking for a physical deliverance from physical problems, but they needed a spiritual deliverance from their sin.
Nang panahon ni Isaiah, ang Israelita o ang bansang Israel ay nagnanais ng physical na pagkaligtas. Subalit, ang pahayag ni Isaiah ay nagsasabing nangangailangan sila ng espiritual na kaligtasan.
So the wonderful part of our message comes from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 4 and 5 that we read today.
So ang parte ng ating mensahe sa araw na ito ay mula sa Isaiah, mula sa ating binasa sa Isaiah.
The wonderful effect that the gospel, the good news of salvation can have in your life.
At ito ay ang magandang epekto ng ebanghelyo sa inyong buhay.
Maybe you think that it would be damaging to your cause if you admit that you were a sinner.
Maaaring naiisip ninyo na ito ay makasisira sa inyong pagkatao kung inyong tatanggapin na kayo ay makasalanan.
And maybe you think that there's something you need to do or a baptism that you need to be baptized with so that you can better your cause in the sight of God.
Maaaring iniisip din ninyo na dapat mayroon kayong gawin kagaya ng pagbabautismo upang maayos ang inyong sarili at ang inyong kalagayan sa harap ng Diyos.
But Ephesians 2 verses and verse 4 says that God is rich in mercy.
Subalit sa aklat ng Epeso, sinasabing sa chapter 2 verse 4 na napakasagana ng habag ng Diyos.
And it's only because of His tremendous love that we can be saved and given life.
At dahilan lamang sa kanyang napakadakilang pag-ibig kung kaya tayo ay magkakaroon ng kaligtasan.
The work of Christ overcomes the distance of sin and the death of our existence in our sins.
At ang gawa ng Diyos o ni Kristo lamang ang makatutugon sa ating mga pangangailangan sa harap ng ating mga kasalanan.
And it says that because of His great love, there is a salvation that you can have.
At dahil sa kanyang napakadakilang pag-ibig sa atin, mayroong kaligtasan. Magkakaroon tayo ng kaligtasan.
And verse 5 says that we can be saved by grace, a kindness from God.
At sa Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5, sinasabi rito na tayo na sa pamamagitan ng kagandahang loob ng Diyos, tayo ay magkakaroon ng kaligtasan.
So that means it's not by my works or my actions that I am saved, but because of the kindness and the gift of God.
Kung kaya ito ay nagtuturo sa atin na hindi sa pamamagitan ng ating mga gawa o sa pamamagitan ng kaganda ng ating pansariling gawain, kung hindi ito ay dahilan sa kagandahang loob ng Diyos kung kaya tayo ay magkakaroon ng kaligtasan.
So in Isaiah 59, we're reminded that the Lord's hand is not too short or too weak, that it can't reach us to save us.
Kung kaya't sa Isaiah, na nagpapaalala sa atin na ang Diyos na ang kamay ng Diyos ay hindi maikli upang tayo ay maabot.
God can overcome the distance and the darkness of sin and its effects and bring us near.
Ang Diyos ay makagagawa makagagawa upang tayo ay mapalapit sa kanya.
And in verse 5, we are reminded that there is this new life, this being born again, and we are brought together with Christ.
At sa Ephesians, sa mga taga-Epeso, chapter 2, verse 5, sinasabi rito na tayo ay napalapit sa Diyos at tayo ay binuhay niyang kasama ni Kristo.
So today, I wonder if you could just very simply acknowledge these two effects in your life.
At sa araw na ito, sinisibalat o sinasabi na kung maaari na inyong tanggapin ang epekto ng mga bagay na ito sa inyong buhay.
On the one hand, sin separates me from God, and it will separate me forever and forever if I don't acknowledge it and seek God's salvation.
Sa inyong isang kamay ay maaring sabihin ninyo na na kayo ay nagkasala at kayo ay nahiwalay sa Diyos, at kung kayo ay, at kung wala kayong gagawin o tatanggapin ang Panginoong Diyos, kayo ay mahihiwalay sa kanya, magpawalang hanggan, magpasawalang hanggan.
And on the other hand, to understand that God has reached out to save us in the sending of the Lord Jesus to the cross to die for our sins.
At sa kabila naman ay ang Diyos na nagbigay sa kanyang anak upang mamatay sa krus, upang tayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
And God has mercy so that He holds back the judgment of our sins.
At ang Diyos ay ang kanyang habag ng Diyos ang siyang nagpipigil upang ating makamtan ang kanyang paghuhukom.
And He has given His Son to die on the cross so that it is an act of grace that saves us on God's part.
At ibinigay ng Diyos ang kanyang anak, at ito ay sa pamamagitan ng kanyang kagandahang loob na ibinigay niya ang kanyang anak upang siyang magligtas sa atin.
And He does this because of His great love, not because of our actions.
At ginawa ito ng Diyos dahilan sa kanyang napakadakilang pag-ibig para sa atin at hindi sa pamamagitan ng ating mga gawa.
And so that just as I close, I want to just have these, we'll read these two, these verses again, particularly we'll read the verse in Ephesians 2 and 4 and 5.
At sa ating pagtatapos, muli nating babasahin ang Isaiah as well, ang mga talata sa
just read Isaiah, Ephesians 2, 4, and 5.
At sa ating pagtatapos ay muli nating babasahin ang mga talata mula sa Efeso chapter 2 verse 4 and 5. Verse 4. Subalit napakasagana ng habag ng Diyos at napakadakila ng pag-ibig niya sa atin. Verse 5. Tayo'y binuhay niyang kasama ni Kristo noong tayo'y mga patay dahil sa ating pagsuway. Naligtas nga kayo dahil sa kanyang kagandahang loob.
Our prayer for you today is that you would come to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Kung kaya't ang aming panalangin sa araw na ito ay inyong tanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus bilang inyong Panginoon at tagapagligtas.
You cannot save yourself by your works, but Christ can save you by His death on the cross.
Hindi ninyo maililigtas ang inyong sarili sa pamamagitan ng inyong mga gawa. Subalit ang Panginoong Jesus, Siya ang tagapagligtas sapagkat Siya ay namatay sa krus.
The verse says, by grace you must be saved.
At ang mga talata ay nagsasabing, naligtas kayo dahil sa kanyang kagandahang loob.
Consider the effect of sin in your life as it separates you from God.
Tandaan ninyo na ang inyong mga kasalanan ang nakapaghihiwalay sa inyo, sa Diyos.
And consider the work of Christ in bringing the sinner together to God through His work on the cross and receive Him.
At tandaan ninyo na ang Panginoong Hesukristo lamang sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pagkamatay ang makapaglalapit sa inyo, sa Diyos.
Now we'll pray. Father, we give thanks again for the Lord Jesus and for Thy kindness to us today, and ask Thy blessing upon the gospel message that we have spoken. We know the Word of God is powerful and it's living, and we would pray that today someone will realize the effect of sin in their life and the effect of the Savior that He can have. Some will turn to Him, flee to Him, trust Him, and be saved today. We would just look to Thee also again as we've asked for Thee for Hava's surgery, commit her to Thee. We think of all that may be suffering and mourning today. We would just pray for them and Thy blessing upon them. We would pray. We would thank Thee for Thy kindness now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Thanks for listening, and thanks for translating, Raquel.